Yeah, I'm going to continue this for a moment here until we get a chance to talk about the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. We'll do that with Akash Chogla here in a moment. But voters that have been told their whole lives they're Democrats, black voters, Hispanic voters, they're not buying it anymore. Donald Trump brought in 12 to 13% of black voters, 18% of black men that voted for Donald Trump, 8% of black women voted for Donald Trump. And it has changed everything. It really has. Joe Biden's approval rating among black Americans is really down, a 20-point drop. A 20-point drop. That was in April of 2022, this year. Multiple polls have shown Democrats losing the longtime support of black Americans, who have typically been their most loyal voting bloc over the years. Black support for Democratic congressional candidates fell from 56% in November of last year to just 35% March of this year. Black Americans' approval of Joe Biden has fallen 30 points. 30 points. A Gallup poll showed that Biden's approval rating among black Americans declined by 20 points from the beginning of his presidency just through April of this year. Biden had an 87% approval rating with black adults. It fell to 74% by the summer of 21. As of April, his approval with black adults dropped to 67%, a 20-point decline. And even left-wing CNN reported in late April that the average of polls from Fox, Quinnipiac, Pew, and CNN showed a surprise. Their average polling showed that Democrats only had a 62-point advantage among black voters over Republicans, a number much smaller than historical standpoints, yes. There is a shift in this country. And it's not about black and white, and it's not about Hispanic and all that. It's about people saying, hey, I don't want 87,000 new IRS agents pounding on my door. I don't want IRS agents coming and pounding on my door and demanding more records, more receipts, more everything. Akash Chogla here. He is the Vice President of Americans for Prosperity. Akash, good to have you back. All right, we're having a bit of a technical issue for one moment. We'll get Akash on there in a second. But the fact of the matter is, with the economy at an inflation rate of 9.1%, it'll be down a little bit this month. July's numbers will be down a little bit because gas was cheaper. But it's not like we're going back to inflation rates of 2% like we had, or 1.5% like we had when Trump was president. We're not going there. And you're hiring 87,000 IRS agents to do what? This is really our priority? To knock on the doors of business owners owned by all sorts of folks, including black business owners, are going to pound on their doors and say, hey, you owe us more money. I don't think that's going to go over particularly well. And that's why I continue to look at this possibility that Michigan makes history. Michigan makes history by electing two black men to Congress in the same year. My friends, there's a shift coming, all right. Akash Chogla now with us. Let's try it. Akash, how are you? I don't think it's going to work, boys. Obviously a phone issue for the day. I can't fix the technical issues, my friends. I'll do my best, but I can't fix that. My magic wand seems to be broken. Don't know. At any rate. Let's see here. It's not a technical issue. We'll get it sorted out. We'll have Akash back. Don't you worry. Let's see here. 528,000 jobs added in July. Unemployment rate is at 3.5%. And you would think that's great news, except that we're 3.7 million jobs short. 3.7 million jobs short of where we were before the pandemic began. And that's, well, that's another problem. Because claiming that the unemployment rate is great when inflation is high and the cost of everything is high is not great. Not great at all, in fact. In fact, I would say that it's terrible. When the price of chicken was raised by Tyson, let me give you an example. The price of chicken raised by Tyson more than 20% yesterday. Why? Because the price of beef is so high that consumers are now shifting and buying more chicken, which creates higher demand, and therefore the price of chicken goes up. And trust me, people realize this. People realize this. And when they see the FBI raiding Donald Trump's home, they say, what are your priorities? What are your priorities? Honestly. And they're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. Now, Joe Biden's approval numbers have gotten almost back to 40%. Will he make it? I don't know. He'll be close. Got to 39.8. Now he's at 39.6. But here are the numbers. Let me give you the numbers. Monmouth, 38% approve. Politico, 39. Insider Advantage, 38. Reuters Ipsos, 38. IBD Tip, 39. Rasmussen has him at the highest number at 45% approval, 54% disapprove. The Insider Advantage is likely voters has him minus 22, 60% disapprove, 38% approve. Massive hole. Politico Morning Consult, 59-39. Anyhow, how about his job approval on the economy? 32% approve. Quinnipiac had him at 29% on the economy. Morning Consult, 30%. CBS at 35%. Fox News at 31%. These are all just the last couple of weeks. 31 points in the hole on the economy. I mean, the approval on immigration, 35%. And the list goes on and on and on. I'll take a quick break here and take a look at what's happening. By the way, Yellowstone National Park, tourism down 40%. 40%. Can you believe it? Yeah, there you go. Just a little aside to everything. Another sign of the economy not working well and Yellowstone having trouble. But people are not traveling as much, doing as much, spending as much because everything costs too damn much. I'll be back after this.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down, unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service. Provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.